This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's fire trucks are breaking down faster than they can be replaced. Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky says the situation is dire, with more than a half the city's engines older than they should be. The chief testified before a city committee yesterday. The mayor's proposed budget sets aside $2 million for new gear, but the chief says that's not even enough to buy one ladder truck. He warns that broken or unreliable trucks could slow down response times and put firefighters at risk. One alderman is backing Lipsky's call for more money, but city leaders say the budget is already stretched thin. A lockdown at MATC yesterday was triggered after people wearing masks were seen entering one of their buildings downtown. Police say those people left before officers arrived and the campus was cleared a short time later. Police are still investigating. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. We're learning more about the new massive data center campus coming to Port Washington. The $15 billion project by OpenAI, Oracle, and Vantage Data Centers will cover 500 acres. In their latest announcement, they say they plan on using a closed-loop liquid cooling system, which drastically cuts water use. The companies are also committing to matching their power use with 100% renewable energy and investing in solar, wind, and battery storage projects. Even so, people living in the area have raised concerns about local water, wildlife, and the impact of new power lines. Milwaukee wants your help shaping how the city moves in the future. City leaders launched their first ever transportation and mobility plan called 414 in Motion. It's asking people how they get around and what needs to improve. The survey takes just a few minutes and covers everything from buses to bikes and safer crosswalks. Officials say they'll use the feedback to guide how streets are designed and where investments go. You can find that survey on the city's website. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale Interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. They're fixing that bridge. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.